The Yeshiva Gedol of Johannesburg proudly presents the Wednesday evening shiur, covering the Parashas HaShavua, the Yomim Tovim, and other special topics as delivered by its founder and Rosh HaYeshiva, Rabbi Israel Chaim Goldfein, Zichrono Livrocha. Details regarding how to order additional shiurim follow immediately after the conclusion of the shiur.
In everyone, Rosh Hashanah is the Yom Hadin VaHamishpat, the Day of Judgment, when the Gemara tells us, "Kol bei Eilon, ma'avirin lefonav kivnei moron," that everyone in the world passes before the Creator for judgment. And it is a time where the sages tell us for cheshbon, when we have to take account. The Almighty takes account, we take account for account of the past, and to accept upon ourselves to try to improve oneself. And at this time it's very befitting than rather to look at a particular aspect when it comes to Avedis Hashem, to serving the Creator, but to look at a general aspect, something that encompasses man's avoda, man serving the Creator in totality. Because Rosh Hashanah is the time when the Almighty looks at man in his totality, and that's when man also is obligated to do so. And there is a Mishnah in Masechta Avos which deals with this, which I would like to study this evening with you. The Mishnah is at the beginning of the second chapter. Rabbi Omer, the author of this Mishnah, is the great Rabbi Yehuda Anossi. Rabbi Yehuda Anossi, who was known as the Prince of Israel, he lived during the time of the Roman occupation. And he was the leader of all of Jewry in Israel, and also the author of the Mishnah. The Mishnah that we have, that encompasses the entire Torah, it was Rabbi Yehuda Anossi that organized this and authored it. Rabbi Omer, Ezehu derech yishora sheyivar leha adam. When a man comes to choosing a path in which to walk in, what path should he choose? Derech yishora sheyivar leha adam, an upright path, kol shehu tiferes le'eseha v'tiferes le'i min ha'odam, an upright path which is a beauty and honor to the one who walks in this path, and also a beauty and an honor to that person from people. V'havizoher b'mitzvakala kibachamura. Then he said that a person must take heed and be careful with a light mitzvah, just as a serious mitzvah, just as a very grave mitzvah. She'enato yudea mahnusforin shel mitzvos, because one does not know, you do not know the amount of reward that the Almighty gives for each mitzvah. So a mitzvah which in your eyes might be light, might be in the eyes of the Almighty very grave. Rabbi Mechashev have said mitzvah keneged schora, and when one is confronted to do a mitzvah, and this mitzvah is a costly mitzvah, It's a costly mitzvah in money, in time, or in effort, and therefore he's tempted not to do it. So he should make a cheshbon, take an account. He should calculate what the hafsed mitzvah, what the loss that this mitzvah will incur him, keneged schora, against the reward which he will receive for doing this mitzvah. The same thing if one is confronted, if one is tempted by an aveira. From the aveira, from the transgression, he will have great gain. He will have great gain in money, or in physical pleasure, or in fame. He should calculate the reward, the gain that this aveira will bring him, kineger hafsedo, against the loss it will bring him from the Almighty, against what his punishment will be in this world or the next world for transgressing. Yishtakel b'shleishet dvorim v'iyato boli de'avero. You shall look at three things, and then you will not come to avero. You will not come to transgression. And all three are encompassed in this concept, that a person has to know what is above him. And in that there are three aspects. Ayin Raya, an eye that always sees you. The Ezin Shomas, and an ear that always hears you. V'chol ma'asecha b'sefer nichtovim, and all of your deeds are inscribed in a book. So the last part of this Mishnah, which Rebbe instructs us with, is remember all of the time three things which are above you. An eye that looks, an ear that hears, and all of your deeds are inscribed in a book. And the Gemara tells us in Masechta Rosh Hashanah that on Rosh Hashanah, this is a Gemara in Tesayin, Amud Beis, the Rosh Hashanah, Shleishes Forim, Niftochim. That on Rosh Hashanah, all of these books that have been written in are opened on Rosh Hashanah. And this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks into, takes account from. The three books are the Sifrei Tzadikim Gemurim, and the Sifrei Rishoyim, and the Sifrei Beinanim, those who are very righteous, and those who are very wicked, and those who are in between. Now the Moralex Mir Prague explains, and most of what we will be saying tonight will be from his commentary. That the Tano, the author of Masechta Ovis, of the ethics of our fathers, as it is known, placed the instructions of Rebbe at the beginning of a new chapter. Why? Because the beginning of a new chapter generally doesn't speak about something specific, but something more general. And Rebbe was a very general person. He was an all-encompassing person. First of all, by Rebbe the Gemara says, we find one of the rare instances of Torah Dula B'mokim Echod. The Gemara tells us many people, they acquire in this world greatness and fame and wealth. And others acquire Torah. But to find it all on one table, that's very rare. And one of the rare cases was Rabbi Yehuda Anossi. And his table was the greatest of the great of Torah, and also the greatest of the great of material wealth and fame. He was of extreme nobility, royalty, And he was honored not only by his own nation, but even by the greatest nobility of the Romans. And therefore we see that he encompassed all of life. Secondly, as we mentioned, he was a leader of all Israel. And a leader is someone who cannot look at a certain aspect of the nation or a certain section of the nation. A leader has to be someone who looks at the entire nation. Like Moshe Rabbeinu asked, when he asked for a leader to succeed him, he asked for someone that was able to walk against the ruach, the spirit of every man. And therefore, it's very befitting that the instruction that he should give is not from a particular aspect, but something that will encompass man's entire direction, which is this instruction. And therefore, it's very befitting that it should be placed at the beginning of a chapter. Barabbi is teaching us two sections here. First, he's speaking in regards to Hanhogas Amides. Ezo Aderech Yishora, Sheyivalei Adam. What path should a person choose? This is referring to when it comes to Mides Tovos, the qualities of a person, the qualities of a character of a person, or his personality, his conduct. That's first what he's teaching us. And then the next part of the Mishnah refers to mitzvahs. Evizoye b'mitzvah kala kibechamura. How to fulfill mitzvahs of the Torah. These two aspects of life are referred to as derech eretz and Torah. Torah and derech eretz. And the Chazal, the sages, tell us that this encompasses all of man's life. Torah and derech eretz. Derech Eretz, which means the way of the land, this demands from a person conduct and quality of character, mipnei shehu ben odom, because he's a person that lives on the land, u'mipnei shehu dor ben bnei odom, and because he lives together with people. The person didn't live on earth. If he was a malach, an angel, then he wouldn't be obligated in derech eretz. If a person lived on some remote island alone, he wouldn't be obligated in derech eretz. But because the way the Almighty created the world, the people are b'nei odom and not b'nei malachim. They are people of this land and not of angels, and they live here. So therefore is required from them an entire section of conduct which is known as derech eretz, the way of the land. And that refers to all tzorche aguf, what is necessary for the person's body, tzorche hayishuv, what is necessary for the person's society in which he lives in, Tzorchei Nimusim, interaction with other people. This is the category of Derech Eretz. And in this category is what we find commonly, Midas Teves, qualities, personality, so forth. Second aspect, which is a much higher aspect, are Mitzvahs Hashem, and a person is obligated to fulfill Mitzvahs in Torah. That's a much higher level. But a person must have both. We have a Mishnah in Masechta Avos later on that states, in Torah, in Derech Eretz. We mean Derech Eretz, in Torah. If a person does not have Torah, he doesn't even have Derech Eretz. In Yiddish, this was known as being a mensch. If he doesn't have Torah, he doesn't know how to be a mensch. be made derech eretz ein Torah. And if he doesn't know how to be a mensch, then his Torah also is not Torah. They must go hand in hand. And Rebbe's coming to instruct kol ha'odom, man in his entirety, so he has to instruct him in both aspects, in both avenues. We might ask, but why does he begin first with derech eretz? Let him first begin with Torah. Torah is much more important. The answer to that is because the sages tell us derech eretz kodma l'Torah. First, a person has to acquire a derech eretz, and only afterwards can he acquire Torah. And the reason for this is very obvious and simple. Because since Torah is so much more elevated than derech eretz, the derech eretz serves as a foundation for the Torah. And if you have no foundation, then how can you build further? If the person lacks the foundation, so then the Torah falls and collapses. You mean derech eretz ain't Torah? If there's no derech eretz, there's no Torah. And this is the way we see the Almighty created the world, and we see all growth in this manner. When he created the world, he did not give the Torah immediately. He gave the Torah generations later. The Medrash says, why? Because derech eretz kodma l'Torah. First there had to be a world. There had to be a fundamental growth. Then only later Torah could come. We see this with a child. A child is born. He goes through 13 years of enormous development before he comes to the level of Ol HaMitzvahs, where he's fit now to fulfill mitzvahs. Because the Torah rests upon the Derech Eretz. And therefore the Derech Eretz kodma l'Torah. When it comes to choosing the proper path for derech eretz, and that Rebbe tells us, Ezu derech yishora shiyiva le'adam. Firstly, he must choose a derech yishora. That's the first requirement. He must look for a path which is straight. Yoshur. Not one that's crooked. Now, Yoshur does not merely have the connotation of straight. But Yoshur means in the middle. Because a straight path is always in the middle. A crooked path goes off to the sides. So firstly, you must look for a path which is straight and mamutza, in the middle. Not to the right and not to the left. And this is what the sages constantly emphasize. The Rambam, who has set aside an entire section of his great works, the Yad Chazoko, for Hilchos Deis, for what we would categorize as Musar v'Derech Eretz, Midas Teves, constantly emphasizes, do not go to the right, do not go to the left. But the Derech Emsoi, Mamutza, either extreme is not good. And the Rambam continues to say, Zuhi Derech HaChachomim. This is the way of the wise sages. And he goes further to say, Zuhi derech Hashem. This is the way of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We do not find extremities in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Almighty, is the ultimate in Yoshua. The Almighty is the ultimate in the Yoshua. perfection, not to the right and not to the left. Perfect balance. And the Rambam says, therefore, if this is the way of the Almighty, then we are obligated to walk in this path. As it states, V'halachta v'holachta bidrachov, Zu mitzvah saseh. One of the 613 mitzvahs is to walk the way the Almighty walks. And the Baral consistently tells us that if you walk a straight middle path, there is no end to it. It will go on forever. But if you lean towards the right or to the left, eventually it will vanish. He says, take a big drawing board and draw a line towards the right or to the left. Eventually it'll go off the board. All extremities, he says, eventually end up, they have a safe header. They end up in nothingness. And only that what is straight and mamutsu will go on forever. And this is why Torah is forever. Pikudei Hashem Yishorim Misam Chaylev. David HaMelech praised the mitzvahs of Hashem, the Torah of Hashem, because they're Yishorim, they are straight. And Yaakov Avinu, who was the perfection of the Ovesh, on him it states, Ish Tam. Tam, which means Yoshor. Not to the right and not to the left. Even in the Zemanim, even in the seasons of the year, the Maral always writes that the Mamutsa, the equal seasons, are the Zmani HaMukudoshim. They are the times of the year that we find sanctified. For example, Nisan and Tishrei. Nisan, the Gemara says, is Leikar VeLeichem, is not cold and is not hot. The Northern Hemisphere, Nisan is springtime. The Southern Hemisphere, it's fall. And in Nisan comes Zman Aviv, the Pesach, the Exodus, Yetzias Mitzrayim. Tishrei is a time also Leizman VeLeikor. It's also a time of Leichem VeLeikor. It's a time, both of these months are times when there is no extremity in the position of the sun relating to the earth, no extremity in the lengths of the night and the day, but the length of the day equals the length of the night. And therefore in Tishrei we have the Yerech HaEsonim, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot. Comes to the times of the seasons when the day is extremely long and the night is extremely short, or vice versa. That's Tevis. Tevis is a month that we have one of the fasts, Asara B'Tevis, because of Dvorim Roim, because of bad things that happened to Klal Yisrael, and Tammuz and Av, where we have the 17th of Tammuz and Tisha B'Av, where so many bad things happened to Klal Yisrael. So we find that this principle is ingrained even in the natural forces of the world. So firstly, primarily, you must choose a Derech Yishor. One that is in the center, not an extreme, and which is straight. But then the Rebbe goes on to say, but in order to be a Derech Yishorah, it must be a Tiferes Le'eseha. It must be a path which brings beauty to the person who walks in it, to himself, and Tiferes Le'min Adam. And also it brings respect and honor to the person from other people. Now why do we need both? A person must not walk in a path which gains favor in the sight of others, even though he knows it's not right. If he knows that it's a crooked path, but he's walking in this path because he will be very famous and he will be very accepted to others. This is not a Derech Yishora at all. This is not an upright path. But on the other hand, a person must not walk in a path which he knows is Yishora, he knows is an upright path, but it does not gain him honor in the eyes of others. One might ask, why not? If the path in essence is the right way, so what do I care what others think? What do I care what others will say? I have a cheshbon, I have a calculation to make with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If it's the right way, then I don't have to take an account what others think or will say. It's the right way, it's Yishora. And that Rebbe tells us, no, that's not Yishora. You have to take an account what others think and what others say. A person is chayiv lotzeis yidei habriyais v'yidei shamayim. Yidei shamayim v'yidei habriyais. A person has to be honorable in the eyes of his creator, in the eyes of Hashem, and in the eyes of people. It's not enough that he's honorable only in the eyes of the creator. It's certainly not enough if he's only honorable in the eyes of people. But even if he's honorable in the eyes of the Creator, but he's not honorable in the eyes of people, this also is not enough. But he must be honorable in the eyes of the Creator and in the eyes of people. That's a Derech Yishora. Then you know you're on the right way. But if you're walking in a way which to your knowledge is perfect, and it brings honor to the Creator, you are honorable in the eyes of the Creator, but you are not honorable in the eyes of people, Rebbe tells us that's not a Derech Yishora. It's not a proper way, that's not a right way. But why? What do I have to care what people say? The Torah tells us differently. The Torah tells us in Parshas Matos, you do have to care. By Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuben. By Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuben, when they made an agreement with Moshe, they took a vow, made an agreement that they will inherit land on the far side of the Jordan before going into Eretz Yisrael, but still they will go together with their brothers to fight and conquer and settle Eretz Yisrael, and they will not return to their land until that was all complete. So in Pasuk Chav Beis, Bamidbar Lamed Beis, Pasuk Chav Beis, they said, "V'nich b'sha'oris livnei Hashem." We will go and fight, and we will conquer the land before Hashem. V'acher toshuvu, and only afterwards will we return to the land, Eivar Yarden, on the other side of the Yarden. V'yisen nikim Hashem umi Yisrael, and then we will be innocent. We will have fulfilled our vow. Zakoi min kodem Hashem umi Yisrael. We will be innocent. We will be zakai in the eyes of Hashem and in the eyes of Israel. Sages asked, if you're zakai in the eyes of Hashem, so what do you have to be zakai in the eyes of Israel for? If you're innocent in the eyes of Hashem, that's all that counts. No. You're obligated to be perfect, to be honorable, to be tzaddik in the eyes of Hashem and in the eyes of Israel. Someone who is perfect in the eyes of people but not in the eyes of Hashem, that certainly is no good. But even someone who's perfect in the eyes of Hashem but not in the eyes of people, that's a sign that he is not perfect. And Shlomo HaMelech also said this. The Gaon brings this as a source to Rebbe's instruction in Mishlei Gimel Pasuk Dalet Umtzachein V'Seichel Teiv Be'Enei Elakim Be'Odom. That the perfection is when you find chen, you find grace, and you find honor in the eyes of the Almighty and in the eyes of people. And many halachos, there are many laws which I learned from here. The Gemara brings, V'yisem nikim me'Hashem Yisrael harchik min ha'chashad. A person must distance himself from suspicion, even if he's doing something right. If he's doing something right, he's not doing something wrong, but he makes himself look suspicious in the eyes of people, he's not allowed to do it. Well, it gives examples. For example, Gabbai Tzedakah, people who used to collect food. Food was collected, and then it was given out to the poor. What was left over, could that be saved? It had to be fresh. So they would sell it to anyone who wanted to buy it. So it says the Gaboim, those in charge, were not allowed to buy it themselves. Because even though they were doing nothing wrong, they would pay the value. But they would be walking home with that food. People might think, oh, he's taking from the Tamkei. He's taking from the Tzedakah. Or it states that when the Kohen would go to count all of the Shkolim, the Machsis HaShekel, the coins that Klal Yisrael brought, he would go in with clothing that had no pockets in order that he should be Niki Me'Hashem Yisrael. That no one should suspect that he's pocketing some of the coins. Many, many halachas we've had like that. And many, many statements from the sages, and this is very important. We have, for example, in the beginning of Perek Vov, the sixth Perek of Oves, Remeir Eimer Kol Aleimei Torah Lishma Zecher LeDvorim Harbe. Whoever learns Torah for its own sake, merits many, 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 many great levels. Ohuv, he is a beloved. There the commentaries say, what does it mean he's beloved? He's beloved by Hashem and by people. A sign of a person that learns Torah Lishma is someone who's beloved by Hashem and by people. A Talmud Chacham, who's beloved by Hashem, but disdained by people, that the mayor says is not someone who learns Torah Lishma. Misameach es amokim, misameach es abriyos, the Remeir says. He is someone who brings joy to the Almighty and brings joy to the people. Someone who brings joy to the Almighty and does not bring joy to the people, this is not someone who learns Torah Lishma. And we have it again in that same Perek, where it states that there are Memches Dvorim, 48 attributes that a person needs to acquire Torah. One of them is to be an ohuv. There the Maral says, ohuv, ohuv lamokum, v'va ohuv labriyes. If you want to merit Torah, you have to be beloved by Hashem and by people. If you're beloved by Hashem, but you're an outcast by people, you do not have the attributes that will bring you Torah. And there's another Mishnah novice that states, Kol sheruach hamokim neicha imenu, ruach habriyes neicha imenu. Whoever HaKadosh Baruch Hu rejoices in, people rejoice in. And if you see someone that people do not rejoice in, That's a sign that the Almighty does not rejoice in him. And one must not think that this is a Midas Hasidus. This is Lifnim Meshuras Adin. That if I'm walking in a path which is upright in the eyes of the Torah, this that I have to satisfy people's eyes also, this is something extra. One must not say that. Why? Because the Gemara in Masechta Yuma tells us, and Daf Pei Vov, the Gemara says that Ein lecha dover she'emid bifnei atshuva. There is nothing that tshuva cannot, that repentance cannot atone for. No avera, but some averas, some transgressions which are not grave. So repentance alone, tshuva alone, will atone. For some transgressions which are more serious, so tshuva will atone, but together with other things. A person will have to go through, heaven forbid, physical difficulties, afflictions, and so forth. Then the Gemara brings, but when it comes to Chilul Hashem, desecrating Hashem's name, bringing a bad reflection to Hashem's name, that he never forgives unless the person does tshuva and Yom Kippur and Yesurin affliction and Mishon, he dies. In his lifetime he will not have total atonement. If he repents, he will have, but in the next world, not in this world. And immediately after that, the Gemara comes along and says, "Hechi domi chil Hashem." What does it mean to desecrate Hashem's name? And the Gemara says, "Rav said kigon ano." Rav said, "Someone of my stature, who was a rov, a Talmud Chacham. If I go buy meat in a butchery, and it's a place that doesn't send accounts out, you pay, you bring in your money on your own, and I don't pay right away." That's Chilul Hashem, that's desecrating Hashem's name. Because till I pay, they start to think, why, how can it be that such a Talmud Chacham is a gazlan, is a ganav? That a Talmud Chacham is not honest? And that desecrates the prestige of Torah and the prestige of the Almighty. Then the Gemara says, Rabbi Yechon nomar kigein ano, demesegino arba ames b'lei teira b'lei tfilin. Yechanan says, someone like myself. Now, under Rabbi Yechanan, it states, Rabbi Yechanan in his time was what the Yehuda Hanasi was in his time. Rabbi Yechanan was the leader of all of the yeshivas, and all the Botei Dinim, all of the courts, and all of Israel in Eretz Yisrael. He was the greatest Talmud Chacham, the greatest sage. And Rabbi Yechanan would say upon himself, sometimes he would learn so many hours, hour after hour, to the point where he had to rest. So he would want to rest in the Beis HaMedrash, or in front of the Beis HaMedrash. He would just want to sit and rest his mind. He wouldn't allow himself to do that. He says, that's Achil Hashem. That's desecrating Hashem's name. He would have to go someplace where no one would see him. Because if people would see Rabbi Yechanan sitting idle, they'll say, the great Rabbi Yechanan can sit idle, I certainly can sit idle. They'll learn from me, Beitul Torah, how to sit idle in a Beis HaMedrash, how to waste time from Torah. They wouldn't know that I was resting because I was exhausted. And the Gemara is speaking on the Chilul Hashem that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that he will not forgive in the person's lifetime. Now, what was he doing wrong? Then the Gemara brings another case. Kol shechaver of Mizbaishin. Yitzchok de Beir Abiyana emo kol shechaver of Mizbaishin mach mishmo asoy. Many times a person doesn't do what's wrong. He does what's right, but for some reason he gets a bad reputation. to have such a bad reputation amongst people, a Talmud Chacham, that's a Chilul Hashem. That's a Yerido that lowers the honor of Torah, the honor of the Almighty. The Gemara brings, people say, if somebody studies Torah and his business dealings with people are perfect, and he speaks kindly and with manners to people, what do they say on him? They say how great the Almighty's Torah is, how fortunate the father of this person is who sent him to study Torah. Oilehem labrius. How unfortunate are those that never had the opportunity to study Torah, and how fortunate is this person that had the opportunity. This is a Kiddush Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, this uplifts my throne, this brings honor to me. But if a person goes and studies Torah and becomes great in Torah, and then he goes and he does business in the market, and in his business dealings are all kind of shady deals, and when he speaks with people, he shouts, he doesn't speak kindly and he doesn't speak with manners, what do people say? They say, Oy lepleini, shalom de Torah, how unfortunate it is to go and learn Torah. Here someone went so many years to study Torah and he can mention it. He's not even a person, a Ben Odom. He shouts, he's coarse, he's rude, we can't trust him. And this HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that this is a Chilul Hashem. This desecrates my name and my Torah. So one should not think that I have to do what it says in the Torah and to blaze is what people think. If I want to be a tzaddik yeser, if I want to be, do more, all right, then I will be yeser, I will fulfill the eyes of the Bria's eyes also. Not so. This we see from the Gemara here. So therefore, the Rebbe is telling us, you come, you want to take a path for yourself. It should be straight. But something which is straight and honorable in the eyes of the one who's doing it, where he can say, this is what the Torah demands from me, it satisfies my conscience, but it also must be straight and honorable in the eyes of the people. If not, it is not the Derech Yeshorah, the path that the Almighty has commanded. And it's very appropriate that Rebbe says this, because we said Rebbe was not a person who spoke to a certain segment or from a certain aspect. But Rebbe was the leader that encompassed the entire generation. Not only did he encompass the entire generation, he was the author of the Mishnah that encompassed the old Torah for all time. Rebbe Yehuda Anossi stood in the place of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe brought the Torah down from Sinai, and Rebbe taught the Torah Shel Baal Peh, the oral law, where it would last forever. So he wasn't interested in aspects, he was interested in kol odom. And a person is someone, an entire person is someone who's honorable in the eyes of Hashem and in Yisrael, eyes of the people. This is in regards to the Chelek Derech Eretz, to the section of Derech Eretz. Now he comes to the section of Mitzvah HaTorah. Have you zoyer be mitzvah kala ki bechamura? Shein ato yedeh man zchorin shel mitzvahs. First he tells us that a person must be careful with a light mitzvah as well as a heavy mitzvah, because we do not know what the reward is for mitzvahs. Now again, the Rebbe is coming with his attitude. Don't fulfill or don't chase certain mitzvahs in the Torah. The Torah is not isolated sections. Tayag mitzvah, 613 mitzvahs, are not 613 sections of the Torah, but it's entirely one unit. And therefore you must pursue all mitzvahs. Do not say this is important and this is not important. But I'll bring that Shlomo HaMelech said, Ki ner mitzvah v'torah or. A mitzvah is a candle and a Torah is a fire. He should have said, Ki ner mitzvah, a mitzvah is a candle, and Torah is tayag neres, and Torah is 613 candles. But instead he said, Torah or. A fire is not a lot of candles. A fire is one fire. Each mitzvah is one candle. But Torah is all one. It's inseparable. You have certain people that like to specialize in certain areas of the Torah by saying this is important and this is not important. Certain people chase. They're even obsessed with certain areas of the Torah, but the other sections of the Torah they don't know of. Sometimes you find people who are very, very obsessed with mitzvahs bein adam lamokom, mitzvahs that have to do with a man and a kodesh baruch hu. But mitzvahs bein adam lechaveira, mitzvahs that have to do in the marketplace, that's not important at all. You have others who place a great emphasis on mitzvahs that have to do between man and his fellow man. But mitzvahs bein adam lamokom, mitzvahs that have to do with conduct between man and Hashem, this is not so important. And this Rebbe says, you want to be an Odom, you want to be a man, then you must pursue all mitzvahs of the Torah. And do not say that this is important, because you do not know what is important and what is not important. And I tell you, they are man's chorin shel mitzvahs. The smallest mitzvah in the Torah, in your eyes, might be the greatest mitzvah in the eyes of the Almighty. Brought in the Chofetz Chaim Zichrein El Vrocho. His son writes that his father used to be very careful to fulfill a mitzvah which he would refer to as a yosum, an orphan. There were certain mitzvahs that would become lost. For some reason the Am was mezalzel in them. For some reason the nation didn't think them important and they became lost. He said his father was always very careful. And those mitzvahs, he felt that a responsibility, someone has to fulfill them. He would fill them with an additional zeal. Who knows, but maybe this was the reason why he gave his whole life to write on Lashon Hara. That besides the fact that Lashon Hara is not a mitzvah kala, it's the Gemara brings it, it's Shebechamureis, it's of the most severe averes in the Torah. But it's something the Am is mezelzel on. You have people that fulfill everything. Not only they fulfill everything, they fulfill everything with tachlis ahidur, with every possible chumrah, and they sit all day and speak Lashon Hara. And this, the Chofetz Chaim, he couldn't make peace with. And he dedicated a whole life towards that. Maybe that was one of the reasons, not only from the aspect of its severity, but it was a section of the Torah, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah, was being neglected. If you speak to people, even after the Chofetz Chaim, you speak to people, they say, no, you cannot equate. You ask a people, the Chofetz Chaim says, eat a piece of nevela, and you'll be able one lav. You'll be able one transgression. Speak Lashon Hara, and he speaks, you transgress 14 positive commandments and 17 negative commandments, possibilities, and arurim, and there are curses. Yet you come to a person and you ask him, why are you speaking Lashon Hara? You're a frumah Jew, you're supposed to be a religious Jew. Look, you cannot say that this is so important. See? And this Rebbe says, we are not the ones to say what's important and what's not important. The Chazal tell us that mitzvahs are keneged evori ha'odem. Mitzvahs are equated and correlate with the organs of the body. Now, go to a doctor and tell him which organ is important and which organ is not important. Those that are not important, take away. Doctor will tell you, what are you speaking? What are you talking about? They're all important. Body can't function without any organ properly. Heaven forbid, we have to amputate. Then we have to make a cheshbon. We have to make a calculation. We cannot save the entire person. Let's save as much of the person as we can. So that's the same, that these mitzvahs are important, I'll fulfill them. The other mitzvahs not. So this is one point that the Rebbe is coming to tell us. When you pursue Torah, it must be the entire Torah. Shein HaToyodeah. You don't know the difference. Man does not know the difference between one mitzvah and another. They're all mitzvahs Hashem. A second, he's actually telling us three principles here. A second principle he's telling us. Is man should be cognizant of reward. He says, why should you pursue all mitzvahs? Because you do not know the reward of all of the mitzvahs. Man should be cognizant of reward. Many times we're not cognizant of reward. And why aren't we cognizant of reward? Many times we're not cognizant of reward because we're not such great ma'aminim. We believe and we don't believe. But then many times we're not cognizant of reward because we feel, look, reward is in the next world. Meanwhile, I'm living on this world. The Rebbe says, no, you're not living on this world. A half a man lives on this world. A complete man lives on both worlds. Life is not this world. Life is both worlds. When man lives, he must learn to be cognizant that he walks on two worlds. And his lifespan, people speak, life is so short. 70 years, finished. It's not finished. Life is long. This world is short. But what is this world? Man lives on both worlds. Tells the Rosh Yeshiva, Ramotel Katz, Zichreinu Berocha, once said, when he came through the Holocaust, when he came to America, without his wife, without children, and started to rebuild the yeshiva, he came to a man. The man was a learned person. He might have even been a rov. To speak to him about sending his son to the yeshiva, and the man said, "You don't understand America. America, yeshivas. That was good in the old country, but the old country's finished. America is different. America, you need scientists, you need doctors, professionals." Academics. Sir Ramotel said, I don't understand what you're talking about. So he said, you don't understand this world. You've come to a new world, you don't understand it. Sir Ramotel said, this world, die Welt. He says, we live for this world. He says, life is not worth to live for this world alone. He says, and the greatest proof is what we just lost. This was just after the Holocaust. For this world you live. You think what I'm doing is for this world? He says, we live on two worlds. This world is only of value because together with another world, Olam Hazeh is a praise der bifnei Olam Haba. This world is a great world, but it's only an antechamber to a great palace. Then it's worthwhile living. But you tell me I don't understand this world. You mean that what I have gone through is for this world? No. You don't understand, he told them, the world. I understand it very well. And this is what Rabbi Yehuda Anos is coming to tell you. A person shouldn't think, what are you telling me about rewards? Rewards is in the next world. Meanwhile, I'm in this world. That's a half a person. An Odom Masholim, a total person, he walks on two worlds. He walks in this world and he walks in the next world. So it's very important to talk about reward. This world is a wonderful world because it brings a person to the next world. But if this world would end with this world, no, it would not be worthwhile. And that's the same thing when people say life is so short. Life is so short. Life is endless. Life goes on forever, depending on how a person uses this world. So why is life short? This is the second principle that the Rebbe is teaching. And now there's a third principle. And that is, they ask a question. What is Rebbe telling us? That I should be careful with the reward. Keep in mind the reward. We have a Mishnah in the first Perek, Antignei Shemeh. Antignei said, do not serve the Almighty like a servant who serves for reward. Altia kavodim ha-meshamshines harav lekabu pras. Eloke avodim she-meshamshines harav she-leyam menas lekabu pras. You must serve the Almighty not for the sake of reward, but for the sake of love. Aveda mi'avo. And here Rebbe is telling me, be careful with every mitzvah because you don't know what reward it might carry. Now again, Rebbe is coming to speak to the entire person. A person has a yetzer hara. A person has a nature which was instilled in him, that this nature this nature is a very strong force that drives him to evil, drives him away from Torah mitzvahs. It is true that the highest level that a person can come to is to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with love. But Antigdos, who instructed that, was not speaking to the entire person. He was speaking to the person who's standing at the greatest heights. The Rambam brings at the end of Hilchos Tshuva. Greatest heights that a person can come to is when he serves the Almighty not for reward, not for the next world, but only for love of the Almighty. He says, Zu midas Avraham Avinu, this was the quality of Abraham. But Antigonus was speaking to the aspect of man at his greatest. But man is not always at his greatest. That's not man in his totality. Man sometimes can come to that level. But all of the time, man wrestles. He wrestles with his nature. He wrestles with the Yetzer that wants to drive him away from Torah. This is man in his totality. Bechol evodcho, shtei yitzrecho. And this is what Rebbe is aiming at. He is speaking to the nature of man. The nature of man. If you will instill in yourselves that a mitzvah carries a reward. And what is a reward? States another Mishnah novice, Yofer Keres Ruach Shel Eilam Abo Mikol Chai Eilam Azeh, that one little smattering of a reward in the next world encompasses all of the pleasure which was ever brought to this world from the beginning of creation till the end of days. This is diburim keneged hayetzer. This is strong talk against the nature of the man. Then he won't be so careless with a mitzvah. And the Rebbe is speaking to man in his totality with his nature. So these are the three principles that Rebbe is saying. Firstly, Torah, do not pursue aspects of Torah. Torah is totality. Secondly, you must be cognizant of reward. You must be cognizant of the next world also, because the complete man lives on both worlds. And thirdly, it is true that if and when we come to heights to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu from love alone, that's the ultimate perfection. But man is not always on that level. And therefore he has to take his nature into consideration also. And now we are speaking in regards to his nature. And in this he continues. He says, Havi mechashev hafseid mitzvah keneged schoro. Now, before he was speaking, when people neglected mitzvahs because they thought they were unimportant, mitzvah kala, it's not important. Now he's speaking, when a person doesn't neglect a mitzvah because he thinks it's unimportant, but he neglects a mitzvah because it's so difficult to do. He's confronted, a mitzvah has come into his hands, but it costs money. It's a very expensive mitzvah, it costs a lot of money. Today, a pair of tefillin, even tzitzis, with the cost of the rand, svarim, esregim, it costs a lot of money. A person might feel, it's going to cost me a lot, this mitzvah. And the Yetzer is telling him, don't spend it. Or a mitzvah is going to cost him a lot of effort or time. Precious time. Close a business on Shabbos. Cost precious time. And the Yetzer tells him, his nature tells him, look what you're losing. Look what it's causing you to lose. So Rebbe tells you good words. He speaks to the nature of the man. He says, you're someone, your nature is very profit orientated. See, I see you have a nature that's very profit orientated. Some people don't value their time, they don't value their money. He's profit orientated. All right, if he's profit orientated, you must speak profits to him. Havi mechashev hafseid mitzvah. Calculate what this mitzvah is going to cost you, how much lands or how much time or bother is going to cost you, keneged schora, and then weigh it against what you will receive if you do the mitzvah. Shabbos might cost you 1,000 rand, or a lulav or an eser getfilin, or chesed or tzedakah can cost you a lot of time and a lot of thousands of rands. But you know what the reward for that mitzvah will be? It says chesed. The mitzvah for chesed in Stoker. Not only will he have reward in the next world, where there the reward is greater than all of this world, but he'll eat from the fruits in this world also. And it will not be deducted from next world. If the nature of man is profit orientated, so adarabah, to the contrary, b'machashev, we must calculate what is the loss that this mitzvah is going to cost you against the reward that you'll receive from it, and you'll see that that loss will be totally dwarfed, and the yetzer hara will be left with nothing to say. And schar aveda keneged hafsedo. A person is confronted with an aveda, a transgression. And from this transgression, he can gain. He's alone in a room with a million rand that belongs to someone else. And it's very easy for him to take it. He can gain. Or he can gain pleasure from it. He can gain from this aveira of enormous physical pleasure. Or he can gain fame. If he lies a little, or a little manipulation, he can gain fame in the eyes of people. So he stands to gain a lot. What does the Yetzirah tell him? Look what you can gain. Go do it. Take it. Lie. Cheat. Eat this. Look what you can gain. This is what his nature is telling him. And this Rebbe says, your Yetzer is very orientated for physical pleasure or for some type of gain from the Aveda. All right. Good. Havi Mechashev Schar Aveda. Let's calculate what the gain of this Aveda will be. Keneged Hafseda. You know what this Aveda will cost you? Do you know what it'll cost you? You steal something? Kodesh Baruch Hu will take double from you. It's R1,000,000. He'll take R2,000,000 from you. You'll have this physical pleasure. The affliction from the Aveda will not be worth the pleasure. And this is talk that the Yetzer Hara understands. And he's left with nothing to say. So again, Rebbe is coming to tell us, sure it's good to serve the Almighty from the aspect of love. But people are not malochim, they are not angels. They are people who are very human. People are very, very human, with a very strong nature. And therefore we must speak this kind of talk to the nature. This is what man, this is how man must talk to himself. And then the Rebbe tells us, V'istakel b'shleshet dvorim. And always look at three things, V'ato boli de'aveira. And you won't come to transgression. Now here he's continuing further. It's continuing further. But before thank you. He's continuing further. But before he was speaking, when a person was confronted with temptation to neglect the mitzvah, or to do an aveira, to transgress an aveira. Now he's speaking even more general. He says, I'll give you other advice. If you will constantly keep three things in mind, einator boli de aveira, you won't even come to temptation. First level was that people neglected mitzvahs not because of temptation, but because they held that these mitzvahs are not important. So then he told you, Ein ata yodea ma hanoskorin shel mitzvahs. You don't know what is important and what is not. You don't know what reward there is in each mitzvah. Then he comes to tell you that there's a time, though, when we neglect mitzvahs, or we do transgressions, not because they're not important, but because of tremendous, enormous nisoyon. Enormous trial and tribulation. So that he says, I'll give you good counsel for that. Weigh up the gain and weigh up the losses. Now he comes and tells us, I'll give you even better counsel. But if you keep three things always in mind, you won't even come to temptation. Excuse me. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Shehakol Nehiyeh Bibrah. Dam al malam mimcha. A Jew must constantly be cognizant of what's above him. In three aspects. eye in the rear, there's an eye that always sees. The ozen shamas, there's an ear that always hears. B'chol ma'asecho b'sefer nichtovim, and all of his acts are written in a book. Ayin Reya, there were those who said that there's no creator. No, da malam alamimcho, there is a creator that a Jew must always be cognizant of. But there were those who said there's a creator, but what's he doing down here? He's up there, not here. He's forsaken this world. A proof that he's forsaken this world. Look what goes on. Look at all the suffering in the world. Look at the injustice in the world. Open a newspaper. A newspaper, did you ever notice you can get a hold of a newspaper or a magazine, Time magazine, that's 5 years old? Take the date off and give it to someone, and most likely he'll think it's a current magazine or a current newspaper. Just a repetition of all of the tragedies that are constantly occurring in the world. The Chofetz Chaim, Zichrono Livracha, used to say he didn't like to read newspapers, a Zeitung. He didn't like to read it. They used to ask him, why don't you read the paper? You have to know what's going on. He says, I need the newspaper to tell me there's Tforus in Eilam Hazeh. I need a newspaper to tell me there's Tforus in this world. That I know without the Zeitung. I know what this world is. I don't need a newspaper to tell me that. And that's all a newspaper says. The fact is, for newspapers, the more problems, the more papers they sell. Because bad news seems to sell much better than good news. So there were those who held, yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he created the world, but he's forsaken the world, you see. And then the Rebbe says, no, Ayin Raya. The Almighty has not forsaken the world. His eye sees everything. Everything that goes on, his eye sees. Ozen Shomas. Now this is a greater level. There are those who know that the Almighty sees everything. He sees everything. But he stands aside, like a person on a mountain who's watching what's going on in the valley. He sees. But he does not take heed of what's going on. He does not interfere or intervene in what's going on. That's Ozen Shamas. See, the eye sees. But when a person listens, that means that he's interested to hear and to know and to involve himself in what's going on. So on that, the Rebbe says, no. Not only the Almighty sees everything that goes on, but he comes down to hear what goes on. Not only that he is attentive, he's Raya, but Hu HaMashkiach. He comes down to intervene at what goes on. And then thirdly, B'chol ma'asecho b'sefer nichtovim. All of man's acts are written in a book. Now, two great principles Rebbe is teaching. First of all, the principle of Schar V'Einish. Why are all of man's acts written in a book? Why do you write something in a book? You write something in a book because you do not want it to be forgotten, because you want at a later date to be able to make a reckoning. Why does a shopkeeper keep a book? He keeps a book because he has to know at a later date how much money he owes others and how much others owe him. So first he's telling us the principle of Schar V'Einish. You shouldn't think that what I do is not to be seen or what I do is not to be digested by the Almighty, or what I do will be forgotten. No. Nothing will be forgotten, because when it's written, it cannot be forgotten. Many times we think, look, millions and millions of acts go through a man's life, and you think, all right, there's a few major aspects of man's life, but the rest are forgotten on the wayside. I've even forgotten about them, the person says. Ani Hashem Elokecha. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, after many, many mitzvahs, Ani Hashem Elokecha, I am the Lord your God. What does that mean? Ne'amon l'shaleim schar. You can trust me to pay. No act shall be lost. It's interesting because scientists, medical people find that nothing is lost, even from the human mind. Not only from the Almighty, but even from the human mind, nothing is lost. Every thought, and every sight, and every sound makes a lasting impression on the brain. And they're learning how to bring it back from the subconscious. So, from the Almighty it should be lost. And this is the great principle of reward and punishment. If Rishoyim, if the wicked knew this, they would never do what they did. The only reason why they did, the only reason why they are nations like the nations of the Nazis, Yimach Shemam, or the Russians, or the Romans, the only reason why they were such nations is because they denied that there was an Ein Re'ah, an eye that saw, and an Eisen Shemas, and an ear that listened, and Kol Ma'asecho B'Sefer Nichtovim, that everything is written in a book. They totally denied it. Had they been cognizant of it, they never would have done it. And that's what Shlomo HaMelech writes in Kehelis, in Yud Aleph Tes, Smach Bochor B'Yaldusecho. The Rambam brings this when he speaks of Schar Ve'Einish, reward and punishment. Young man, rejoice in your youth. V'da ki al kol eile yivi'acha lekim b'mishpot. And every act you do, you will be judged for. Now this is a cause for great trepidation, but this is also a cause for a great rejoicing. Because every act that man does on this world, if he does it for a human employer, he might not be paid for. Many times we work for someone else and we say, my employer doesn't appreciate me. How much I do more than is required from me. He doesn't appreciate me. But not from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ani Hashem Ne'amon L'Shalim Schar. Not one act is lost. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Almighty, will pay. And when He pays, it's payment. It's such a payment. It states Schar Mitzvah Bahai Al Moleko, that a reward, a full reward for a mitzvah, he cannot pay in this world, because this world cannot even encompass such a reward. He will pay. Therefore, Smach Bocha B'Yaldusecho, a person must rejoice, because not one act is lost. At the same time, he has to realize, though, that he will have to give judgment on every act. That's one principle. And a second principle that he's telling us is in the moshul, the example. He could have said, Rebbe could have said, there's an eye that sees, there's an ear that listens, and for every act you will be paid or punished. Why did he say, V'chol ma'asecho b'sefer nichtovim, all of your acts are written in a book? What's the book have to do with it? And this is the same Loshon HaGemara, as we mentioned, this is what the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says. Shleisha Sforim Niftochim. On Rosh Hashanah, three books are opened. What do the books have to do with it? And this we have a Gemara in Masechta Nido.
The Gemara and the Aflamed on the base, but the Gemara tells us, Lema havla deme b'mei imai.
What is the newborn or the fetus? What is the fetus likened to in the womb of the mother? And the Gemara goes through a long description, which we given a shiur on in the past. But the first description of the fetus is that lepinkis shemakupel. The fetus is in the womb of the mother in a position of a folded account book. That's the first description. He folds himself up, he brings his knees up and his heels back and his head forward, and he's folded exactly like a tablet. And the Maral explains, this was Dorish Reb Samloi. What is Reb Samloi trying to teach us? Why should he be in that position? Because that is what distinguishes man from animal and all other creations. Man, whatever he does, is written. It becomes a reality in the world, it becomes a reality in him. He is an account book. Animal, no. Animals were only created for this world because there is no reward or punishment for them. But man, every act he does is emblazed in a book. And the book is his soul. The book is him. And this is why when he is in the womb of the mother, he is in the form of a tablet. And what is a tablet for? A tablet is for accounts. To know how much I owe you, I owe others, and how much others owe me. And therefore, Rebbe is telling us, not merely that there is reward and punishment for everything, but more, because ma'asecha b'sefer niktovim, that everything you do, he doesn't say the Almighty will write down. He says it's written in a book. You write it. Your deen is writing. Today, with ultra electronics, we see it. We see a man can do an act and it's written. What a man does is written. It's written in him. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu then reads that book. They come and take cheshbon, and we make calculation. How much do you owe me, and how much do I owe you? So therefore, Rebbe is telling us now, if you will guard these three principles, you will not even bali day hate. You won't come near to hate. If you will constantly be aware of what's above you. And there are three aspects. First of all, you don't live alone. Whatever you do, Kodesh Baruch Hu sees. Gemara once brings that they came to, I don't remember who it was. Was it a blazer? It's a Gemara in Brochus. They came to one of the Tanoim, the Talmidim, and they said, give us a lesson. Teach us Yiras Shamayim. Teach us how to fear Hashem. So he said, Yehi Rotzayim, Shetei Meire Shamayim, Kemeire Bosavadom. May your fear of heaven be equal to the fear that you have from people. The Talmidim, the disciples said, Vesulei, that's all? You tell us to fear the King of all kings like we fear people? He says, yes. Because if a person is in the room watching you, you will not do something that you will be ashamed of. So if you have the same fear from the Almighty, that when you're in the room alone, but you realize that he's watching you, you also will not do something that you will be ashamed of. Ayin Raya, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always watching. The Ezen Shamas, not he's just watching and he's staying far away, but he comes to listen and he comes to take heed.
V'chol ma'asecho b'sefer nichtavim, and all of your acts are written, automatically become written on the sefer, and you are the sefer, you are the book, in for the sake of calculation. Then you won't even come to temptation, because the cognizance of the right and the wrong is too clear. So these are the instructions that Rabbi Yehuda Anossi, now Rabbi Yehuda, that was this great individual that encompassed the whole nation, encompassed the whole Mishnah, comes to teach man. When it comes to take a path, first of all, he must encompass Derech Eretz and Torah. Derech Eretz alone is not enough, and Torah is not enough. And the path must be straight, but not only one that's straight in his eyes and in his conscience, but straight in the conscience and the eyes of people also. That will be a teferis, that will be a pride to himself, and a pride to himself from others. It's not enough to be a pride in the eyes of Hashem and not of people, or in the eyes of people but not of Hashem. This is the Derech Yeshorah. Then when it comes to mitzvahs, mitzvahs are a totality. Do not choose certain ones and say this is important and this is not. And recognize the reward. Because man walks on this world and on the next world. And man must constantly not speak beyond himself, but he must speak to himself, to the human nature in him. And the human nature constantly drives him for gain, for profit, for pleasure, temptation. Therefore he says, make an account. Calculate what the loss is caused by a mitzvah against the reward that you'll have by fulfilling a mitzvah. Calculate what the gain is from the Aveda against the loss that you'll have from the Aveda, from the transgression. And keep three things in mind all of the time, and you won't come to hate. To know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu watches everything, he listens to everything, not one act is lost, and whatever you do, you automatically cause to be written in a book. And that book is yourself. And that book will be opened. Shleish Sforim Niftochim. Three books are opened on Rosh Hashanah, when it's time to take account. And then, Ein Ator Bo Lidei Chet, you will not come to Aveda. We should be Zeicha to walk in a way which is Yeshora straight, which is a Tiferes, a beauty to us from Hashem and from people. And we should all be Zeicha to have a Ksiva V'Chasima Shalom, a Ksiva V'Chasima Tova, with Shalom al Kol Yisrael.
The Yeshiva Gedola hopes that you have learned much from the presentation. For further information or to order additional shiurim, please contact the Yeshiva Gedola of Johannesburg. Visit us on the web at www.ygj.co.za or contact us via email at audio@ygj.co.za, via phone at 011-648-7906, via fax at 011-648-0085, and via post at PO Box 66226, Broadway 2020, Johannesburg, South Africa.